tuning in
Love
to Episodic
Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Apostolic and Prophetic Voices. Let's talk about it. We are grateful again to have Prophet Norman Quarles on the line tonight. We are so grateful for what is about to take place. God has given him and downloaded an important message for tonight, and that is about unity. And we're so happy to have him. Good evening, Prophet Shaw. Quarles, I'm sorry.
Good evening, Apostle Jeanette.
We're so glad to have you on the line, as always, and we're excited about what God has, the Holy Spirit has downloaded to you to give to the body of Christ for this hour. And we have such expectation, and we're waiting with anticipation, and we're going to go into prayer, and then we're just going to let you give what God has released them to you to release them to us. Father, we're grateful. We just give you praise, honor, and glory, and we're continually blessing your name today, for it's in you that we live, we move, and we have our beings. And, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you're not only our Savior, but you're Lord over every area of our life. We surrender ourselves to you tonight. We surrender our ears and we surrender our heart to you that we may hear what the Spirit has to say to the church, the ecclesia, the called out ones, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that as we hear your word, Lord God, that we take that word, Lord God, and we apply it to our lives, Father, and not only to our lives, that we will go back and strengthen our brethren, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for a fresh download to Prophet Quarles, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that you have chosen him for such a time as this. We thank you, Lord, that you are ordering his steps, Lord, for you say the steps of a righteous man is ordered by you, for you delighteth in his way. We thank you, Lord, that he keep himself in a place that he can hear. You said, Lord God, in your word also, Lord God, that nothing will happen unless you, Lord God, release it to the prophet first. So we thank you, Lord God, that we do have people that are living holy and righteous, Lord God, that you will be able to give the word that you want for your people in this hour. We anticipate, Lord God, what you have to say. We thank you for the ones that are going to get on the line. We thank you for Pastor Shante and Pastor Robert Charles, Father. Touch his body now, we pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. We thank you, Lord God, that healing is the children's bread. We thank you, Lord God, by your stripes he is healed. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the Lord that healeth all sickness and disease. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, for what we are about to hear, and Lord, we just ask you right now, Lord, that you, Lord God, will the blood of Jesus will cover this line in the name of the Lord Jesus, for we know that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. We know, Lord God, that there are principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places, but Father, we thank you that you are the Lion of Judah, and by your blood we are covered on this line. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Prophet Charles, you may go forth. Pause. I'm
okay.
So sorry. Charles,
okay.
Pause.
You are right, Apostle Jeanette. I want to thank everybody for coming on the line. I want to thank Apostle Jeanette for keeping this blog going and giving men and women of God an opportunity to release what God is saying. I want to give honor to God first and foremost, and also always want to acknowledge my covering, my apostle, Apostle Ann L. Hartman of Faith Worship Center, River of Life, and Ann Hartman Ministries. We won't be on long tonight, people of God. I see my auntie, Apostle Jeanette, she's tired. She does a lot of things. We got bad weather, really bad weather here in Georgia. But God has given me something that he wants to share with us. He wants to keep us on point because he has something. Everything God says is important, people of God, but he has something that's coming, you know, toward the end of this month that he would have me to release. So he just want to teach us tonight. He want to keep us line upon line and precept upon precept. How many of us know that you have to pay attention to the principles in the word of God, because the word of God is what works. Too many men and women of God, let me use my particular office, too many men and women of God in this day and time that call themselves prophets or call themselves prophetesses or whatever, you know, are not able to teach. And when, if you're a prophet in this dispensation, in the dispensation of grace and the dispensation of the Holy Spirit, and you can't teach. You're operating beneath that office. So we're going to get into this teaching, people of God. It's called, it's divine unity, because God says he wants each joint to supply. If you ever heard a message from me, you always know one thing we're going to do is we're going to read the Bible. So let's go to Ephesians chapter 4. We'll start there. Ephesians chapter 4, we're going to go to verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love. Bearing with one another in love. That's a curse word today in Christian language. That's a curse word when it comes to believers in this day. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. The Bible says first and foremost that we have to bear with one another in love. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. That word endeavoring stuck out to me when I was studying for this message. So what I did was I looked it up. I wanted to look it up. You know, God is saying first of all, people of God, God is saying walk worthy of the calling or vocation, which the King James says. He's basically saying we should live in a manner befitting the divine call or visitation that we had with God, which summoned us to salvation. I'm going to say that again. The Bible says the prisoner, we should be prisoners of the Lord, beseech us to walk worthy of the calling, walking worthy of that calling or vocation. Again, it's saying, listen, people of God, we should live in a manner befitting the divine call or visitation which God summoned us to. He summoned us to salvation, and the least we could do is count this worthy. Hebrews 12:1 says it like this. It's time for us to let go of the weights and sins. That's what Hebrews 12:1 says. It's time for us to let go of the weights and sins. Those things, we all know what those things are, those things that easily beset us, order, that keep us from unifying. But I looked up the word endeavor, people of God, and it says to exert oneself. So what that's saying to us, people of God, is this. God is holding us accountable, people of God, to exert oneself. So God is putting the onus on us. God is saying that I'm holding you accountable for what you're doing, for not connecting with people, for not being unified as I have called my body to be. I looked up, I went a little deeper, people of God, and I looked up the etymology of the word endeavor. I looked up its origin, and it means to do the utmost. To do the utmost. So that means we should really be trying to do all we can to get along with our brother or sister. I'm going to say that again. We should really be trying to do all we can to get along with our brother or sister. Again, it says the definition, one of the definitions is to do the utmost. Also the word duty. Duty was mentioned. So it's our duty as believers to get along with other believers. This means We should do all in our power, people of God. We should do everything in our power because God says it's our duty to work with and to get along with love, to get along in love with the other saints. It's our duty, people of God. God is calling us. That's what he's saying tonight. He's saying we need to endeavor. We need to do the utmost. It's our duty for us to get along with other believers. I also looked up the word because people of God, if we don't get along, we're not going to be able to get anything accomplished. We ain't gonna get nothing accomplished if we can't get along, people of God. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Endeavoring to keep the unity. So we have to endeavor. We have to do the utmost. We have to do our duty. Two people of God to be in unity. I looked up the etymology of the word unity. The etymology of this word unity is unite. Unite. which means come together. And I like this one right here, people of God. Uniqueness. Uniqueness. The etymology of the word unite, the etymology of the word unity is unite. That means we should come together. And the other word is uniqueness. Uniqueness. This sounds, this word uniqueness, this sounds like those peculiar people talked about in Exodus. In Exodus 19. Let's go to Exodus. And let's look at what peculiar people are able to do. Let's look at who God calls peculiar people. Exodus 19. Write these scriptures down, people of God. The word of God continues to speak long after minister or prophet Norman, whatever you want to call me, long after he's gone. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice, 19:5, Exodus 19:5. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. But listen at that, people of God. Then you shall be called a peculiar treasure. See, that's what unity does, people of God. Unity calls us into a place, people of God, if we obey. Because we never can get away from obedience. But this is obedience. Unity is obedience, people of God. It's also the same thing that Peter spoke. Talks about being peculiar right there in Exodus 19:5. But Peter said the same thing. Peter said the same thing. 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Listen, people of God, to really walk in the light, like God has called us to walk in this hour, people of God, we have to unify. We have to unify. God looks at the body of Christ, people of God, as one. And whatever we do, whatever we do out of line, it hurts the whole body. Now I know a lot of us don't really believe that. But people, we have to understand, people of God, that God sees us as one. And regardless, that's why we can't be scared to call our brother or sister out on sin. That's why. Because everything that they do against the body, it hurts all of us. Listen, people of God, the body of Christ is an organism. It's an organism, and an organism has to work together. When anything is out of whack, it hurts the whole body. Therefore, we can't come to the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ when things are out of order, when people are out of order. Now we know the Bible has given us a way to go to our brother. You know, we go to our brother one time in secret, we go to our sister one time in secret. If they don't hear us that way, you know, then we take somebody else. But no, we don't do that. We don't do that. We post subliminal things on Facebook about our brothers and sisters that sit next to us in church. Yeah, I'm teaching now. I'm teaching a lot of yeah, we post things on Facebook that we could go and easily get right, because you know what, people of God, a lot of times it don't even be about nothing. A lot of times it ain't even about nothing, people of God, but we go all on Facebook. I see it all the time. See it all the time. And we go to saying things about each other, then the other person go on their page, and it's just a mess. God is not pleased, people of God. God is not pleased with it. We see from Exodus 19 to 1 Peter 2:9, that us being peculiar, that unity has been a theme throughout this book. Yeah, peculiar people are unified. Yeah, peculiar people. He's talking about the body of Christ. He's talking about the body of Christ. People are not one person. People talks about, and it speaks of many. So throughout this book, people of God, God has called his peculiar people, his church, to be unified, to be of one accord. Listen, people of God, the word unity means oneness, concordance. The Greek lexicon defines it defines it as agreement. And we all know, or should know, there's power in agreement. Yeah. We should all know that there's power in agreement. Jesus said, where two or more are gathered, there I am in the midst. So when you have Jesus Christ, you have power, people of God. When you have Jesus Christ, you have power. This is the good part right here, though, people of God. This is what I like. He wants, Jesus Christ wants his power to work in and through us. That's the good part. Christ has power, but he wants to work his power in and through us. Yeah. Let's bag this up, people of God. Luke. Write down Luke. Let's go to Luke. Because he wants to give us this power, people of God. He wants us to be able to access his power. But not walking in love, not unifying with your brother, and you think you're going to have some power to cast out a demon, and you can't love your brother, them demons be hiding on you. Them demons ain't going nowhere for real. Those demons sit in people and hide. And you talking about, we be talking about we didn't cast something out. You ain't cast nothing out. That demon playing you. Yeah. Listen, people of God, to really access God's power, you have to be unified first and foremost with him, and you have to be walking in love. You have to, people of God. Let's look at Luke chapter 10. Let's look at this power Jesus talked about. Yeah. Let's look at this power. Because God wants to, he wants to use us, people of God. He really does. Verse 19. I'm sure it's a familiar scripture with everybody. Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you. I give you authority, people of God. That's what he said. Jesus tells his disciples, let's put our titles down. Let's put our titles down for a second, people of God. We're all disciples. He said, I give you authority. Now, I know in some translations it says power right there, but understand this, people of God. I'm a teacher now. Understand this, people of God. The King James Bible and some other Bibles, this is why, people of God, it's important to have learned plus revelatory people teaching you, those who hear the voice of God teaching and preaching to you. That's why it's important to have people who can hear the voice of God preaching and teaching to you, people of God, because the King James Bible, it uses these two words interchangeably, power and authority. Because until you know who you are in Christ, until you know your authority, your righteousness, your right to have access to his power, the enemy won't pay you any attention. The enemy will not pay you any attention. I'm going to say that again. Until you understand your authority, your righteousness, your right to access his power, the enemy will not pay you any attention. So you can quote that scripture all day saying you got authority and you got power, and those demons will be looking at you. Yeah, the enemy won't pay no attention to all your tongue praying, to all that praying in tongues, all your declaring and decreeing. Yeah. Yeah, he won't pay no attention to it. Think I'm just talking, people of God. Let's move to Acts. Write this down, Acts chapter 19. We're going to see what them demons will do to you if you don't know who you are. Yeah. Or better yet, if God don't know you. Acts chapter 19. Just some teaching tonight, people of God. Just some teaching. Acts chapter 19, verse 15. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are you? And the evil spirit said, Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are you? Yeah. Listen, people of God, you have to know your authority. And when you know your authority, the enemy knows you know your authority. Yeah. The seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish priest. Sceva was a Jewish priest. His sons tried to cast out some demons with no authority. Yeah, and the demon that was in that guy, this is in the Bible, and the demon that was in that guy jumped on them, beat them out of the house. The Bible says that they fled naked and wounded. Yeah, people of God, we're going to get back to this oneness. We're going to get back to this oneness, this agreement, this unity. Let's look at unity from the standpoint of divine unity. Yes. The Father, Son, Holy Spirit. These three are one. Remember, one of the definitions for unity was oneness. Yeah. These three are one, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. They coexist, people of God. They exist together. They coexist. That means they exist together. We have two brothers and sisters. Even when we have differences, we have to be able to exist for a common purpose. That's the difference with a lot of denominations. You know, we can't come together. They can't come together because of creed, because of certain things that this denomination says that this denomination don't believe. But we still have to coexist, people of God. We should be able to come together on the basic tenets of the faith. We all believe in divine unity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Yeah, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, these three are one. We should be able to unify on just that, people of God. I told you, people of God, we just going to teach tonight. We should be able to, because, listen, people of God, God wants everybody to get this. He wants everybody to get this. If not, you're going to be left behind. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, these three are one. They coexist. They exist together. Brothers and sisters, we have to learn how to exist together, even when each of us do things the others don't like. We have to be able to exist for a common purpose, for a common goal, to build the body of Christ, to build the kingdom of God. We all say we love God, right? That's what we say. That's what we post all over Facebook. That's what we tweet. Okay, that's the common purpose for us to exist together, people of God. That's the common purpose. We all love God. We should be able to exist together, people of God. Secondly, the triune God is also co-eternal. Yeah, this one existing in three persons has always been here. Since we're all born again believers, that means we're eternal beings now. Yeah, we're all eternal beings now. So anything that's eternal should be able to exist together. It should be able to unify. It should be able to love. Yes, people of God, it should. We should. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians, let's go. We're eternal, people of God. Let's prove that we're eternal. We can't get away from the Bible, people of God. We cannot. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, familiar verse. 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. That means he's eternal. Now, old things have passed away. The way we used to handle people, the way we used to even handle ourselves has passed away. Behold, all things, behold, God is saying, look, all things have become new. All things have become new. That means we have to look at our brother and sister. When we come into a saved, a true salvific experience, we have to, people of God, we have to look at our brothers and sisters from another posture. All things become new. So that means we have to look at them with a newness. If you don't look at a person, if you're not able to look at a person in a new way, in an eternal way, in a way of understanding that, look, this is my brother and sister from eternity, you'll never be able to unify with them. You will never be able to unify with the person you cannot see the newness in. Now, I know a lot of times we don't show the newness, but this is a faith walk, people of God. If a person has had a true salvific experience, we have to, until the fruit manifests, we still have to love, people of God. We still have to love, because truth be told, every fruit is not manifesting in all of us all the time. We all have days. I know I do. But unity says this. Unity says, you know what? Unity says, you know what? My brother not having a good day, but guess what? Since we won, you know what I mean? I'm going to pray for that brother. I'm going to hold him up. The Bible says in Galatians 6:1, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted, lest you also be overtaken in something. If you spiritual, the Bible says you who are spiritual, if you mature, you should be able to hold your brother up, because remember, we're one. When one fall, the whole body fall. To be able to hold our brothers and sisters up, people of God. If any man or woman be in Christ, they're a new creation. Old things have passed away. Yeah, we have to look at each other, people of God, from a new perspective. Even after tonight, when we get off this phone, unity. We have to think unity. We have to think love. Because if you don't love people, you cannot unify. You cannot unify. That's why a lot of us telling lies, talking about we love God, but we won't unify with what he's saying. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of us be telling stories, for real, talking about we love God, who we can't see. But can't I love our brother and unify with our brother with whom we can see? The Bible, people of God. That's the Bible. Thirdly, they're co-equal. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, they're co-equal. That means, people of God, no matter what title or function we hold, we're all still equal in God's eyes. Yeah. No matter what title or function we hold, we're all still equal in God's eye. Yeah. Yep. We're still equal in God's eye, people of God. Let's move to Philippians chapter 2. Got a little something I want to look at in Philippians chapter 2. Let's go to Philippians chapter 2, write down 1 through 4, if you're taking notes. Philippians 2, 1 through 4. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, comfort of love, there go love, can't get away from that word. If any fellowship, unity of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded. Yes, God is joyful when he looks down and he sees his people like-minded, having the same love. That's where that word love again, love and unify, love and fellowship. These words go together, people of God, being of one accord. There it go again, one accord, oneness. Unity. Unity is oneness, people of God, being of one accord, of one mind. That's the mind that Christ, the body of Christ, should be looking for. That's what we're looking for, people of God. Being of one accord, one mind. Think the same thing. Not so much we're all alike, but we have to think the same thing. What am I saying? I'm saying we have to be thinking about the plans and thoughts of God, whatever God is saying, whatever God is doing. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit. That's the problem in the church. That's the problem. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit. That's the problem. We do a lot of things in selfish ambition, calling it God, or I'm led by God, but it's just you, it's just me, and conceit. Yeah. Yeah, but listen. But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others. We got to esteem others better than ourselves. Let each of you, see, listen, people of God, this is what unity does. Look at verse 4. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. That's good teaching there, people of God. That's good teaching. I ought to give myself an offering. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. That's love, people of God. That's being like-minded. Listen, people of God. This is what the church was doing in Acts when they had all things in common. Yeah, that's what they were doing. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. That's what the church was doing, people of God. Y'all know the Bible. That's what they were doing. They were looking out for each other. We didn't got so far away from that, people of God. We didn't got so far away from that. Let's hear this again. Let nothing, not anything we do, be done through selfish ambition or conceit. Yeah, some of us need to check our pride for hearty selves. Yeah, I have to check myself sometime. Yeah, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. People of God, the Bible's not saying don't look out for yourself. It's not saying that. But you have to look out for your brother. You have to look out for your sister. Okay, here it is, people of God. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. He looked out for us before he even thought of himself. He went to the cross, didn't he? Yeah. This, man, this is such a great message, people of God. This is such a great message a couple of weeks after resurrection, after Resurrection Sunday. Yeah. Because the cross was all about love. The cross was all about love. And God unifying us back to him, bringing us back to him. Jesus, listen, people of God, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw men unto me. I'll unify everybody. If they allow me to, if they allow my spirit to, I'll unify everybody. I'll unify everybody. This is the mind of Christ, people of God. This is the mind of Christ. You can't get away from it. Jesus walked this scripture out. Let each of you look out not only for your own interests. Yeah. Jesus did not look out for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. He looked out for our interests, people of God. Because guess what? Now, in my Bible, it did say that he asked the Father for another way. Yeah. He did say, if it's possible, could this cup be taken from me? That's what your Bible say too. If it don't, that's not a Bible you got. But guess what? He didn't look out for his own interests. He looked out for our interests. Because guess what? He said, nevertheless, let your will be done. I'm going to look out for these people. I'm going to die for these people. My God, that's powerful. That's powerful. Thank you, Jesus. Let's look at people of God. Let's look at the etymology of the word love. We all know it's a verb, an action word, but I found this little excerpt that says a lot to me. It says, even the very etymology of love shies away from explaining why, when love is, because it shies away from explaining why, when love is, because God is love and there's always an occasion for it and when. It shies away from explaining why and when we should love people. Why and when we should love people. We should love people unconditionally, people of God. We shouldn't always have to explain why we're doing what we're doing for another person. I've seen believers do something for another believer, and they had to explain it to another believer. Why should I have to love shies away from explaining anything? Any godly act should not have to be explained to another believer. Because a believer should know, look, he just walking in love. He acting in love. Love is, people of God. Love is, because God is love. Love is something that we should, people of God, we have to get love. We just have to get love, people of God. Actually seeing that, people explaining why they did a good deed for sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so. Yeah, this is the same thing, listen, people of God, this is the same thing Jesus had to deal with. Yeah, the Pharisees would come to him. Why are you talking to the sinners? Why are you talking to tax collectors? Why are you showing them love? See my point, people of God? If Jesus is our pattern, and if he's your Lord for real, if he's your master for real, we got to obey, people of God. We got to follow the pattern he laid out. We got to follow the pattern he laid out in his book. We got to. If not, people of God, we'll never see a lot of the stuff we praying, a lot of the stuff we declaring and decreeing. 1 Peter, people of God. 1 Peter chapter 3. Bible. We're going to read the Bible. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. Finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another, love as brothers. Be tenderhearted. Be courteous. Having compassion for one another. Love as brothers. People of God, we cannot get away. If we're going to ever unify, we cannot get away from love. Yeah, the Holy Spirit, he keep telling me to just keep pushing that word, love. We got to get it in our spirit. That's the problem. We don't get it in our spirit. It's a curse word, it's a curse word to believers. Yeah. See, we love conditionally, but God doesn't love conditionally. Divine unity, divine love is not, it doesn't come with conditions. God's love never came with conditions. Because if it did, none of us would be here. Having compassion for one another, love as brothers, be tenderhearted, be courteous, not reviling evil for evil. See, that's another one, people of God. Not reviling evil for evil. Not returning evil for evil, or reviling for reviling, or reveling for reveling. But on the contrary, blessing. Knowing that you were called to this, you were called to love, people of God. Yeah. You can't return evil for evil. Somebody post something on their page and you go back and post something on your page. That's evil, people of God. That's evil. But on the contrary, blessing. Bless your brother. Bless your brother with love, knowing that you were called to this, that you might inherit a blessing. Then a blessing will come. So until you walk in divine love and pay attention to being unified with your brother, all of those prayers that you're praying and asking God for this and asking God for that, you know, that's why it hasn't come. That's why Allah hasn't come. Listen at what the scripture says, that you may inherit a blessing. That you may inherit a blessing. The love of God is attached to everything you want, people of God. Everything you want from God, his love is attached to it. Listen, people of God, I know people that don't know the Bible, that don't know all the theology we know, don't have all the revelation, don't prophesy, not a prophet, not an apostle, but guess what? They got a love walk, and guess what? They more prosperous than any of us. Because they love. Because they walk in love. Yeah. Can't get away from it, people of God. Yeah. And see, this is the thing. See, this is the thing. Let's go to Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4. Ephesians chapter 4. I'm sorry, people of God. I ain't had nothing deep tonight. God didn't give me nothing deep. He said, talk to my people about unity and love, because they have to get that. They have to understand that. Ephesians 4:16, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in what? In love. People of God, we're not knitted together because we're not loving each other. Yeah, we're not loving each other. That's why each joint can't supply, because we're all connected. We're all connected, and we all have to be walking in love to really be connected, people of God. Listen at the Bible, by which everyone does his part. You can't do your part or cause no growth in the body if you're not walking in love. Because if you're not walking in love, people of God, you don't want to connect with nobody. Yeah. So how can you edify the body when you don't want to connect with other people? We got to get rid of that angry spirit, people of God, that nastiness that a lot of us still got. And a lot of us still got it. Just mean-spirited. We got to get rid of it, people of God. We have to get rid of it. God is calling for us to walk in love in this hour. Listen, people of God, we want all of these things to occur. We want all of these blessings. But let me say something about that blessing stuff, because the blessing fall up under covenant. And God is not interested in just making you fat. Attaches his resources to purpose. That's the covenant, people of God. Genesis chapter 12. You are blessed to be a blessing. Are you praying, asking God to bless you so you can be a storehouse if anything happens in this country, that you will be able to help other believers? Because if not, I'm not so sure God gonna just bless you like that. Where are the Josephs? Yeah. Where are the Josephs? My God. God is calling for love, people of God. I wanna read this scripture again. From whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies. And listen, people of God, let me say something about every joint supplying. We have to understand what we're called to supply. What am I saying? Psalm 30, Psalm 60, Psalm 100. If you're this, be that. If you're not an apostle, stop trying to be an apostle. If you're a minister, be a minister. If you're not a prophet, stop trying to be a prophet. Because for real, I'm going to start calling the bells out. Yeah. I'm going to start calling the bells out. I'm going to start calling Balaam out. People of God, we have to be set. Listen, people of God, this is something a lot of people don't know about God. God is just, but he's not always fair. I'm going to say that again. God is just. He'll give everybody something, but he's not always fair. Psalm 30, Psalm 60, Psalm 100. But let me tell you why, people of God, that's his grace. Because he would not give you 100 and you can only handle 30. Because, see, then he would have to judge you for that 100. We remember the men in Scripture. One that got the 10 talents, one that got the 5, and the one that got 1. He wasn't even faithful over his 1. God ain't going to give you nothing, people of God, that'll hurt you. So God is just and he's fair. He's going to give you what you can deal with. Your function, whatever function you are in the body of Christ, is what you can handle. Don't go above your measure. When you go above your measure, you get in trouble. And trust me, people of God, true prophets know it. Might not always say nothing. God might not always let us speak on it. But I know the phonies. I know the phonies on my page. But my thing is to do what? What is God talking about? He's talking about unifying and loving. My thing is to love you. I can love you into a relationship with God where you will get real, where you will get for real with him. And stop playing. Listen, people of God, when we get in love and when we start unifying, people of God, let's go to Psalms 133. We all know what God says right here. Psalms 133. This is a good message, people of God. We have to hear this stuff. We have to hear it, people of God. Because this is the message that's going to speak to you. Behold, how good, Psalms 133:1. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. David said, how good it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edges of his garments. That's the whole body, people of God. Love need to be running through the whole body. It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. Descending upon the mountains of Zion. It spread all over the whole church. We need to spread this love all over the whole church. We do know Zion is the church. I'm sure we know that. For there, See that, people of God, when we unified and the love starts to flow, listen at the Bible. For there, I'm going to say it one more time, for there the Lord commanded the blessing. Listen at this, people of God. The Lord commanded. The blessing is already there. It's waiting on us. Yeah, it's already there, people of God. It's waiting on us. He commanded the blessing. He commanded the blessing. It's already done. God done already done everything. We just have to walk into it. We have to release it. We got to unify, people of God. The etymology of the word command, one of the definitions I found, it was one word. And that word, you know what that word was? Order. And that says that says so much right there. Order. The church is not in order. One of the definitions of the etymology of the word command is order, people of God. And I left it. You know what? When I seen that, I didn't even look up no more. I didn't even look up no more. I did. Because order explains it all. We need to get in order. Order is unity. Order is unifying. It's order because that's what God said. Whatever God says is order. And God says he wants us to unify. He wants us to love. Therefore, each joint can supply. The blessing is already commanded, but God can't release it until his church get in order. Until we get in order, people of God, we have to get and stay connected, people of God. The enemy won't listen, people of God. The enemy wants to pervert our diversity, our unity. That's why he's using people's prejudices and ignorance of one another to try and start a race war in this country. I'm going to say that again. That's why, because listen, people of God, we have to get and stay connected because the enemy is trying to pervert our diversity. He's trying to pervert our unity. That's why, people of God, he is using people's prejudices and ignorance of one another to try and start a race war in this country. Yeah, I'm telling you what he's doing tonight. Yeah, prophecy don't always have to be in the Lord said. That's what he's doing. In this hour, people of God, we can't be 2 Corinthians 2. We can't be this. 2 Corinthians 2, write it down. Verse 11. Lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. We can't be ignorant in this hour, people of God. And I refuse to. God is releasing too much revelation for us to be ignorant of the devil's plans, of what he's doing. I don't know everything, but trust me, I know a lot of what he's doing. And I know how to counter it. I know how to attack it. Yeah. People of God, God is saying, love your brother, love your sister, so we can unify. So we can unify and get this thing done, people of God. We got a kingdom to build. We got to keep, listen, people of God, everything we desire, everything we need, and then a lot of the wants. God want to give us some of the wants. Yeah, he do. Because he know once we get to the place of truly walking in love, truly unifying with one another, he know once we get to that place, he know the stuff that we want, those things that he will give us, that he will freely give us. The Bible says he will freely give you all things. He will freely give you all things when you get to a certain place in him. And when you love your brother the way you should love your brother, when you love your sister the way you should love your sister, he'll give you all things. Because guess what? Then God knows things won't take you away from him. Things won't cause you to mistreat or dislike your brother or sister. We got to stop being grudge holders, people of God. A lot of us, listen, people of God, a lot of us sit on the same pew every week with people we don't even like. And a lot of times we don't even know why we don't like them. Instead of going to that brother or sister and saying, look, man, I didn't like the way you such and such, such and such. And getting it over. And just get it over. Or take it to an elder and sit down before an elder and just talk about it. Nah, we'd rather go on Facebook and try and act like we gangsters. Stop it. Kill it. It hurts me. It really hurts my heart when I see believers on Facebook acting like gangsters. With all these subliminal messages. You're not a gangster for real. Stop it. Put you in a cell, you wouldn't last 10 minutes. With all this tough talk. People of God, God is calling for unity. And for us to love each other. Apostle Jeanette, that's all I have for tonight.
I'm here. I had to get my phone off of mute. Thank you so much for the release of the word tonight, and that's one of the things that is missing in the body of Christ now is the love. It's missing in the body of Christ even more. And the Bible tells us that the love of men will wax cold in the last days. So this is what we're experiencing in this last and evil days. And we're going to open up the line for any comments, anything that you would like to say at this moment, and I'm going to go by the telephone numbers if you have anything to say. If you don't, you know, we'll just pass by and go to the next person. Thank you for that word, Prophet. It's much needed in this time, especially on Facebook in this hour. You know, we constantly going back and forth with one another and we're saying things. But we thank you, but somebody got to take a stand and start operating in what it is that God, he said, how will we know one another, and that's by the love that we show towards each other. So we thank you for the word tonight on unity and love. We're going to go to 757-593-4358. I'm going to take you off mute, and if you have anything that you would like to share or comments, you may do at that time. Your line is unmuted.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me? Yes, it is. It's unmuted now.
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, praise the Lord. God bless you. The man of God had much to say tonight, and I do stand in agreement on the subject of love and what is missing the body of Christ.
Hello? Hello? Did we lose her, Prophet Child? Claus?
I guess so. I think she just had a comment. That's all.
Hello?
I think she just had a comment, Apostle.
Oh, okay. I don't think she finished. It sounded like the line dropped. I think the line dropped. And I don't know whether she's back on. Let me check again. Hello, it's 706-761-5039 back on the line. Okay, we're going to the next person, and that's 850-363-1943. And if I'm not mistaken, that should be Pastor Shante. We're going to unmute the line now.
Good evening. Thank God for the lesson on tonight. I received it. I know for me it was a very personal word. I actually experienced something, I would say, this past weekend, and where I felt heartbroken. And it was because of, as you said, the lack of love and the lack of care that I saw happening in the body of Christ. And so that's just something that the Lord has been dealing with me on just this past weekend, just making sure that my heart is in the right place. When you talked about, you know, making sure that you're not harboring things towards other people, making sure that you're not comparing yourself with other people or comparing yourself with someone else's walk. Those are just some things that I feel like as believers, especially as leaders, we need to continue to keep ourselves before the mirror of the word to make sure that as we lead others, that we're not falling into those things ourselves. So I really appreciate the word on tonight, just the word about love and the word about unity, and especially that breakdown of endeavoring to keep the unity in the body of Christ, because there are instances I know within my own life where, you know, I'm saying, God, okay, I forgive this person, I let this person go. But then that same person can come around and it can almost seem as if they're deliberately trying to offend you because they want another response out of you. And so in those instances, I have to keep the word before me. And, you know, I posted on this week, you know, I refuse to be offended. I refuse to take the bait because I understand the call that is on my life, and I understand the destiny that God has planned for me and how offense wants to derail that. And I think that's true for many believers, that we don't realize how dangerous offense can be. We don't realize how dangerous it is to be outside of love. We don't realize how dangerous it is to not want to walk in unity. And as you said, you know, being mean-spirited, having anger, having bitterness, not wanting to connect with people in the body of Christ, the enemy is just having a field day. And we have to get to a place to where we make up our minds to say, Lord, whatever comes, come what may. Jesus said, blessed is he who is not offended in me. We know that there are going to be times where the truth may offend, but we have to make up in our minds that we're not going to take the bait, that regardless of what comes, regardless of what is said, regardless of what happens, regardless of, you know, who doesn't reach out to you, the scripture says you endeavor, you make the necessary effort to keep the unity of the faith. And so I just want to share that, and thank you, Prophet, for the word tonight.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Shante. We appreciate you bringing those views out for us to be able to examine ourselves. One of the things that we want to do, make sure that we examine ourselves and see where we are like in some areas so we can be better people as well. Thank you for your comment. We now have 706-351-7917. If you would like to have comments, questions, comments for the prophet, you are not at liberty to do so. Okay, thank you so much for being on the line. Our next number will be 850-363-7022. If you have anything, questions, comments, you may do so at this time. We thank you for being on the line. Our next number is 850-879-6997. If you have any questions or comments, you may do so at this time. Thank you for joining us on the call. And we now have 757-593-4358. That's 757-593-4358. If you have anything to say, question or comment, please do so at this time.
God bless you. I really enjoyed the message today, dealing with love. Before we do anything, we must have love. As I was mentioned earlier, he was right on target about the social media network that we're utilizing to vent, and God is definitely not pleased. And I just applaud him for taking the time to encourage us and to exalt us to amplify Christ in all that we do.
Amen. Thank you so much. Prophet Quarles, one of the things I remember sitting up under a pastor at one time about 2 or 3 years ago, and he was teaching Bible study.
And he was teaching Bible study to a lot of people that I knew didn't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the question was posed, you know, and I kept raising my hand and kept overlooking me, and so I just finally took me an opportunity to say, you expect people that are not baptized in the Holy Ghost to do something that they don't have the Holy Ghost to help them to do. And so these are one of the things that we have to evaluate. You know, a lot of people, just because we're in the church does not mean that we're baptized in the Holy Ghost. So I knew that it took the Holy Ghost for me to be able to love, because I didn't love myself, so I couldn't love anybody else. And so until I was baptized in the Holy Ghost, and it has not been an overnight success thing, and I'm still being taught by the Holy Spirit how to really operate in love, because we're in the flesh, so these are some of the things, you know. So a lot of the stuff that we see going on social media, a lot of things that back and forth stuff that we're seeing going on is because of this reason, you know, and then we want to lash back out at one another. But I thank God tonight, you know, that you have come to break down the word of God and you have given nothing but scripture. It was a Norman word. It's what the Lord is saying for us, and so I appreciate it. But this is one of the main causes that, you know, we have people doing what they're doing is because we're not, you know, a lot of people are just not baptized in the Holy Ghost. We have been churched. We are in the church, but we don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So I thank you once again for the message that you brought tonight and this word that needs to be released all over the place. So we are grateful that we're going to be able to release this on our page. We ask you again, if you are not a member of the Apostolic and Prophetic Voices group page, please go on the Apostolic and the Prophetic group page and send us a request. Either let's talk about it. It's two different radio broadcasts, but let's talk about it in Apostolic and Prophetic Voices, and we will have the link on there so that you can go back and listen to this message. We thank you so much. We thank you for being obedient, even in the bad weather that you all are experiencing. But we thank God for the blood covering you and your family. And we thank God for you just taking the time out being with us. And again, we thank Pastor Shantae. We want you to know we have already prayed for Pastor Robert tonight. Let's keep one another in prayer. Because sickness and disease is plaguing the body of Christ now. So, we want to keep everybody in prayer. Prophet Charles, we turn it back. I call Prophet Charles for years until he became the pastor. So please forgive me for getting your, and yeah, y'all names are so, from a C to a Q, so it's so easily to get. But I love
okay,
you.
That's,
and thank
my,
God.
That's my brother. It's all good. That's my brother. Pastor Charles, so you on the line.
Let me unmute her. Hold on a moment. Hold on, let me unmute her. She is still on the line. Hold on. Okay.
Hello, hello, hello.
Pastor Shantae.
Yes, sir.
I was going to ask you, could you pray us out?
I will be more than happy to do that. Just
go
let
ahead
me know when you're ready.
Because it's something in your belly that you about to release. I'm ready.
Amen. Father, I just thank you for your goodness and your grace tonight. Lord, I thank you for every participant, Father. I pray, Lord God, that we would truly hear what your spirit is saying tonight, Lord, that we would hear your heart for the body of Christ. I pray, Father God, that we would hearken to your word, Father, for perilous times we are already in, Lord, but perilous times are also coming, Father. And so, God, you are trying to get us into the place of connecting with the body. You're trying to get us into the place, Father, of connecting with your heart. You're trying to get us into the place, Father, that we might hear what your spirit is saying, Father, that we might truly know
every part of your body. Lord God, that there would be no foreign objects within your body. That, Father God, when things happen, God, and when turmoil does come, because it will come, Father, that you want us to be so unified and so connected, Father, that though persecution may come and scatter the physical church, Lord, that we would be of one mind, of one heart, of one spirit, and able to hear your instructions, Lord, that if you say go left, we go left. If you say go right, we go right. If you say speak to this person on this street at this day, at this time, Father, that we would be so in tune with your Holy Spirit, Lord God, that we would move and hasten to obey your word. Father, I thank you for fine-tuning your Holy Spirit on the inside of us, God. I thank you, God, for that positioning system, that GPS that you have placed on the inside of us, Lord, that you would be able to locate us in the spirit realm. Lord, that we would be able to locate your will in the spirit realm, Father God, that we would not grope in darkness trying to figure out what we should be doing or what we should be moving into, Lord, who we should be giving to, who we should be loving on or showing compassion to at any given moment. Father, I thank you that you're causing us to be aligned with your Holy Spirit, Father, that we would hear your voice and another voice we would not hear or hearken to. Lord, I thank you for your word tonight. I pray, Father God, for the spirit of humility would begin to cloak the body of Christ in a new way, Father. Lord,
yes.
God, the areas that we have been prideful in, Father, we yield those areas to you tonight, Father, and we repent, Lord. We repent of pride, Father. We repent of hard-heartedness, Lord. We repent for even allowing, God, the root of bitterness to try to spring up in us or grip us in any way, shape, or form, O God. Lord, we repent, Father God, for being unwilling to yield from our own opinions, Father. Lord, we repent tonight for just, O God, holding up the unity of the faith in the knowledge of the Son of God. We repent, God, for being the one that may have caused maturity to be put on hold in the body of Christ. Well, we repent, Father, for holding up divine revelation from flowing from one part to the next in the body of Christ. Lord, we repent, Father, for our attitudes. We repent, Father, for prejudging. We repent, Father, Lord God, for holding any grudges in our hearts, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask that you cleanse us tonight. Wash us, O God. Sanctify us with your truth. For you said your word is truth, God. I thank you for the washing of the water of the word tonight. I thank you for Prophet Quarles. I thank you for Apostle Clary for this line, God, and what you're doing throughout this line, Father. How you are moving and how you are shifting, God. How you are divinely orchestrating partnerships and friendships, Lord. That you are not just called us, God, to be a people that would just connect on the surface level, Lord, but that you are calling us to know each other, not after the flesh, but after the spirit, Father God. And so I pray, God, for the divine relationships of those that are on this line tonight. I pray, Father God, that you would align every relationship in their life, Father, that it would be after the spirit and not after the flesh. Lord, I thank you for removing, for circumcising, for cutting away everything in us, Lord, that is not like you. Everything in us, Lord, that does not look like love. Everything in us, Lord, that does not represent unity. Everything in us, Lord, that does not bring us to the unity of the faith. I thank you for the circumcision in the spirit realm tonight. God, we are letting it go. It may hurt, Father, but we are letting it go. It may plague us at times, God, but we are letting it go. We are putting it in your hands tonight, Father. And we ask that you unify us, Lord. Unify your global, universal body of Christ tonight. Unify us in our respective cities. Unify us in our respective churches and communities, Father. Unify us, God, with those who are of one mind, with one heart, with one purpose, Lord, and that is to glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank you. Okay. Thank you so much. You had something to say, Prophet?
No, ma'am. I just knew that there was a prayer. She just went before the throne for the whole body of Christ. So, you know, I'm grateful for that. I thank God for Prophet Ashante.
Amen. Amen. Man, we just want to say that we had a lot of other callers that was on the line, but I guess after the word they dropped. They didn't want to have anything to say. But we thank everyone for being on the line tonight. And Pastor Shante, we pray you and Pastor Charles strength in the Lord, that he continue to do what he's doing in your life and that he strengthen his body. Prophet Kors, we love you. We thank you so much for being obedient to the voice of God. We thank you for being obedient. And in this hour, as always before, you know, when we're being obedient, especially our prophet, you know, everybody forget that we have different temperaments. So, you know, sometimes people can't take the temperament that some of us have, but it's going to be effective in the end. And we thank you so much. We thank everyone for being on the line tonight. Join us back next Tuesday night at 9 o'clock. We'll have the next topic out and on the page for next week. So we look forward to you joining us next week. Tell someone about their radio broadcast, because it's a word that we need to hear for this end time. We love you and thank God for you. Good night.